WC's Urgent Communications, and today I'm speaking with Josh Lober of ES Chat. Josh, thanks for taking the time to join us.
Yeah, you bet, Donnie. Thanks for having me.
So, Josh, you guys recently made a neat announcement with Samsung. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Sure. Yeah, we've been working with Samsung for a while on really two different efforts. One has to do with the integration of ES Chat into the new Galaxy X Cover Pro phone, which is a really nice, elegant phone, which is built with push-to-talk in mind, given that it has a dedicated push-to-talk button and a programmable button, which we use for emergency. And the other things we look for in a push-to-talk phone, which is a solid battery and a great speaker. So that's one of the pieces. And that's really exciting because we don't come across too many phones that are capable of doing strong push-to-talk.
Okay, all right. And what makes this one so unique again?
Like I said, it's got the features we look for, which include a dedicated push-to-talk button, a good battery, and a great speaker. But from a display perspective, the display on the device is very nice. Samsung has great display technology, and the resolution is phenomenal. And when you're doing things in ES Chat, like location tracking and mapping, it's just really elegant.
Okay, all right. And the X Cover Pro also, has dedicated push-to-talk buttons. How does that work with ES Chat?
So the dedicated push-to-talk button, has the advantage over the typical on-screen push-to-talk button in that you can use the application when the device is in sleep mode. So you could be on a dark screen communicating, and that could be an advantage. It's not a distraction while you're driving. You've got a tactile feel for the button, which you don't in an on-screen button. And perhaps one of the most significant ways that a dedicated side push-to-talk button helps is that if you're using the on-screen button, it means your screen needs to be turned on, of course. And the screen is the biggest consumer of the battery in the phone. So it's an improvement over, in battery life over an on-screen push-to-talk option.
Okay. And does that, if I have that program, if I have one of those buttons programmed, does it get treated differently than, I know sometimes apps work differently if they're in the background versus, they're the active app on the screen?
Yeah, and that's a good point. There's a difference between a push-to-talk button press and a push-to-talk button intent. And with the intents that are used in this and other phones, you don't actually need to be in the app for the button to communicate with your app. So again, the phone can be in a sleep mode, or the push-to-talk app can be in the background. It might be that you're, searching through some email, but you're on a push-to-talk call. While you're looking at your email, pressing the push-to-talk button, your voice is going through.
Okay, all right. And then I'm guessing that if I'm needing to wear gloves for whatever reason, having that actual side push-to-talk button is probably easier to deal with than trying to do something on my screen.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's a great point. I mean, glove mode operation is always tricky, and these devices are built to kind of simulate the feel of a walkie-talkie, and they do a great job at that. So even with gloves on, you can feel that side button.
Okay. And how difficult is it to get that integration really working right with, in this case, Samsung with the X Cover Pro, but frankly, any of these devices with the dedicated push-to-talk buttons?
Yeah, there's no, you know, there's no standardized set of intents that the industry uses. I know that us and other vendors have our own intents that we distribute to the phone manufacturers, and phone manufacturers have their own sets that they distribute to us. So, you know, it's a little bit of engineering work, but, you know, we have about, I want to say, 3,500 tests as part of our standard device regression test platform that we run on each phone. So there's a couple dozen that relate to use of the external buttons, which, again, it's not just the push-to-talk button, but in the case with the XCover Pro, the programmable top button, which we've dedicated as the emergency button.
Okay, all right. And I know there's the XCover Pro, and then Samsung's also announced an XCover Field Pro. I just want to make sure that people are clear. Where does the ESChat one work with?
Actually, it works with both. This announcement is specific to the XCover Pro. The XCover Pro, there's two versions of it. There's a Verizon version of it, and then there's an unlocked version of it, which will work on all the other carriers. And the XCover Field Pro is a bit different. It's an AT&T and FirstNet-only device. It has the same dedicated push-to-talk button. It also has a dedicated emergency button. So rather than using the programmable button on the top, we use the XCover Field Pro dedicated emergency button. They're in the same location. The XCover Field Pro is also an extremely nice device. Display-wise, the XCover Pro is quite a bit better, but they're both excellent. Samsung's always made excellent phones.
Okay, all right. And how can people, is this being sold as a bundle because of this integration, or is this go through just normal channels, or?
So you can go through normal channels. You can get the XCover Pro either from Verizon or from Samsung or elsewhere. And if you're an ESChat customer, you can add ESChat to it. But the second part of the announcement is that our companies have we entered into a few months ago a resale partnership.
Okay.
So Samsung is now able to resell ESChat. One of the target markets that we go for together is enterprise, and that could be through the carrier, operating on the carrier networks. But ESChat, we've done a lot of work in private networks or enterprise networks, and as it works out, Samsung Networks has private LTE and private LTE that operates in the CBRS spectrum, and the XCover Pro is also CBRS ready. So it's a great combination running ESChat over CBRS with Samsung infrastructure, and those solutions are sold by Samsung as well.
Okay, all right. Tell me a little bit on the enterprise side. I know there's a lot of discussion in the public safety mission critical world of LTE versus LMR and things like that. But on the enterprise side, I was just kind of curious what trends you were seeing where people may be saying, hey, you know, LTE makes more sense for me versus other situations where no, LMR is still my go-to voice technology.
Yeah, the advantage of running a technology like, LTE or CBRS as a replacement for LMR for a campus-wide, business or, entity is that you can use the LTE for so much more than you can use the LMR for. Of course, running ESChat over CBRS, you do get the full-featured push-to-talk that you would get with the LMR system, but you can also use that network for all of your other data and logistics applications.
Right. And, I mean, and yes, chat can work over a Wi-Fi system that, you know, an enterprise might have as well, right?
That's correct. And you know, CBRS is... it's somewhat akin to Wi-Fi in terms of its coverage. There's lots of access points or hotspots, and we see it in a very similar footprint. And I think in places like hospitality, where you know housekeeping, for example, typically uses ESChat on devices over Wi-Fi. But I think over time, we're going to see that there's a lot of migration to consolidate what were the traditional enterprise-use Wi-Fi functions and radio systems together. Of course, Wi-Fi for the, you know, for the hotel guests and people on premise, the consumers, will still be there, but really shifting the business traffic off of those networks to a dedicated LTE system.
Right, and my understanding is with CBRS, I can do a lot more in terms of QoS and things like that that I can't really do on your traditional Wi-Fi systems, where it's just kind of best effort all the way around.
Yeah, absolutely, and on any enterprise or private LTE, that's always an advantage. Whether it's whether it's something we're doing with a utility or remote mining facilities, having a private LTE network is always a huge advantage.
Okay. You mentioned hospitality. Of course, right now in the midst of this pandemic, all the hospitality entities are really, really struggling. Are you seeing a slowdown there because of that? Or are you seeing some of them say, hey, you know, if we're going to redo our network, the best time to do it's when, frankly, we don't have a lot of... people in the buildings.
Yeah, it's a great question, and I only have visibility into part of it. We have a strong presence in hospitality with many of the larger chains. ESChat's a pretty inexpensive product. At low volumes, it's sub $5 per month for a full featured service. Compared to many of the other expenses, most of our customers just, kept our service as is running through the pandemic, through sort of the worst of it. And now things are coming back up, and we're seeing more new orders come in right now, for hospitality. In terms of the infrastructure, because, in general, we're kind of agnostic to it. Oftentimes, customers will update their infrastructure and their network and their handsets, and we don't know about it. They're able to manage their ESChat service on their own. So, I suspect you're correct, and a lot of that's been happening, but we just don't have visibility into it.
Okay. All right. Well, Josh, congratulations on this announcement with Samsung. Sounds like you guys are... Have a really good relationship going there. And please keep in touch and let us know how everything else is progressing at ESChat.
Absolutely. And let's not forget, go Dodgers in the 2020 World Series.
All right.
Take care, Donnie.
Thanks a bunch.
Okay.